Firecrackers, your complete collision center.
712 on Taking the Lead, WSJM weather every 10 minutes, brought to you by Kepner's Precision Autocrafters. Remember, it's your right to choose, and your right to choose Kepner's. Partly sunny, a 30% chance of a shower today, a high 78. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of a shower, 58. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and a high of 82. And then Saturday, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and a high of 84. A few clouds in 64 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Headphone. Check. Microphone. Check. Coffee. Check. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
7:13 now on Taking the Lead. Good morning to your Thursday, the middle of August, August 15th already, and the summer is going by very quickly, Doug Cunningham. School is about to start. In fact, for some kids, some school has already began in some areas. And we've had a, you know, we've had a story in the news for, what, a couple of months now about Benton Harbor area schools.
Yeah, we've been following, WSJM News has been following what's happening with Benton Harbor schools, of course. So we brought you the news when the governor and her administration proposed closing Benton Harbor High School in exchange for relieving the lion's share of the debt that the school district is under. And we saw the community rally around the high school and wanting to have a solution that does not include closing the school. So that,
well, I think everybody's in favor of, okay, let's try to figure out a solution. I don't think anybody wants the school closed.
Right. You know, I mean, this is complicated because there are a lot of things involved going back years about how the Benton Harbor schools have been run, but also what's happened to the schools to take money away. The charter school system, for example, you know, we've had students leaving the Benton Harbor District, taking their state aid money with them. And that money alone is at least $22 million. The overall debt of the district is just 18.6. So our Andrew Green has been covering this for us, as well as the rest of the WSJM News team. We'll continue to bring you developments. And by the way, Patricia Rush, Benton Harbor trustee,
right,
wants a forensic audit. We'll have that in our newscast coming up at 7:30, so be sure to stick around for that. But right now, I want to share with you a conversation that Benton Harbor School Board Vice President Joseph Taylor had with reporters asking many pertinent questions. There's going to be a meeting on Friday with the Benton Harbor Board and state officials on the future of the district. And so here is Vice President Joseph Taylor of the Benton Harbor School Board speaking with reporters responding to their questions.
You guys had mentioned that you guys are giving the contract to Ray and Associates. How much money is that for?
That's $22,000. And so Michigan Association of School Boards, their contract was $11,000.
Gotcha. And so why is the extra money worth it?
Well, I think that we have a helping hand now, right? So Thursday of last week, I reached out to the treasurer of the state of Michigan. I reached out to state superintendent of MDE. And I also reached out to the governor's office just requesting, can we get some help? Because remember, the board stated that we didn't have financial means to pay for a search.
Yeah, so the treasury's footing the bill.
Well, I think that they're going to foot the bill together.
Gotcha. Yes. Do you know how long you guys are expecting the search to take?
A search is take as long as you want it, right? Mm-hmm. You can do in-depth. You can do several weeks. You don't have to go forever, right? Because I would say my guess would be no more than a month, because normally you meet with the client. The client asks questions as far as like, what is it you want to see in a superintendent? They can also interview community, and then they go out and do the search.
Mm-hmm. So people were expressing concern over it taking too long. How do you find that balance of taking long enough versus finding what's right for the students?
Well, I think that we heard one person talk about it taking too long, and I think that most people talked about, you know, the priority should be the principal of the high school first and the superintendent second. And so I would just say that this search should have started a long time ago. But since the Board of Education had no powers until July 1st, the board could not even start a search.
Mm-hmm. So you think it should have started a while ago?
Oh, most definitely. I asked the board to say, hey, let's start this search, right? That way we could have had a superintendent before the start of the year.
Mm-hmm. And what about the principal? Are you guys hoping to get someone before school starts, or is that too soon?
I'm hoping. I mean, you know, it's applications, right? It's who applies and when they get interviewed. So we're just hopeful. We still have several weeks to go, right?
Mm-hmm. Would you guys ever consider bringing Triplett back as a principal? I know we talked to someone today who said they really liked that.
Well, Triplett, I reached out to Mr. Triplett a couple weeks ago and just said, hey, if you have your certification, you know, come and apply for the principal at Hull or the high school, right? And so that's not up to a board member. You know, for me, it was just a recommendation. It's up to Mr. Triplett applying with HR, but I don't have a problem with Mr. Triplett. He was okay back then, and he's okay now.
Has the state specified what highly qualified means as far as a superintendent?
So as far as highly qualified, so the highly qualified means this. It's just a state mandate, but that highly qualified just means you need to have a certification, etc. But it has to go above that, because think about this. We're at a state of turnaround. We're at a state where we must meet certain mandates. So we really need a highly, highly qualified and a turnaround type specialist that can come in and get the work done. So we just can't take an average person, right? It has to be, to me, my opinion, an above average person.
And some people on the board previously said that they are interested in Patricia Robinson.
Yes.
Is there any official position as far as what the board feels like? Should you go in that direction?
Well, so my position is the board should not go in that direction. We've had a good relationship thus far with MDE, Treasury, and the governor's office. And one of their statements were, you know, to let's make sure that we get the right superintendent for the right job. And so we shouldn't make moves without telling our partners, right, first and foremost, what we're going to do. And I believe that, as I described tonight, right, the board has to follow policy. In the policy, it says we shall actively recruit. Even in interim superintendent Robinson's contract, it says that she understands that the board will be advertising for the position. So, no, we should be looking for a superintendent and not just looking at the table.
What are you hoping for with Friday's meeting?
You know, I don't know. It was just sprung today when I had the conference call with Treasury, MDE, and the governor's office about the finances. And they say, by the way, we want to come and talk to Benton Harbor Area Schools about our recommendations of the partnership, you know. And so this is pretty cool, actually, because our new state superintendent wants to come down and meet us as well, because he's an intricate part of the partnership.
Will that be open to the public?
It's open to the public. It's 5 p.m. Friday, Student Commons, and hopefully we'll have it in the cooler side, right? So we won't be hot.
And Friday, it'll be like the regular school board meeting, won't it? I mean, the public will have a chance to talk.
Yeah, so the public still have public comment, and they wanted to do it in front of the public, right? Because this is a all hands on deck, and all parties, shareholders, and stakeholders should be at the table.
And how's the school district shaping up for the school year?
It seems to be shaping up all right. I think we could have done a better job recruiting. You know, I see all kind of billboards. I see South Bend having three different functions for recruiting. I see Countryside sending out mail to my house. And so I think that we way too late. Right? And if we're really trying to recruit, we need to do it in a faster and efficient way.
And that was Benton Harbor Schools Board Vice President Joseph Taylor speaking with reporters after Tuesday's meeting. You're listening, of course, to 94.9 News Talk WSJM. We have been on this story from the beginning. We'll stay on it. Tomorrow, the Benton Harbor Board will meet with state officials on the future of the district as they search for a new schools superintendent in the Benton Harbor Schools, and they try to turn the district around both financially and academically.
Yeah, so they've hired, like you said, Ray and Associates to search for that new superintendent, Doug. The state is footing the bill for this one. It's not going to the district. $22,000, it looks like they're spending to search for this new superintendent. Again, the state That's footing right. the bill for this one. As they look for a new superintendent.
And remember, the American Civil Liberties Union weighed in on this issue as well, with ACLU Racial Justice Project staff attorney Mark Fancher saying that if the governor forced the closing of the school in return for debt relief, that would deprive Benton Harbor community of its political rights. And so they say that they're concerned about how majority African-American school districts are treated around Michigan when economic crises happen. And they want to see a solution that where the duly elected school board members in the community can still be empowered to make decisions going forward. And if they need financial help, then some means or mechanism must be found to get the financial help to stabilize Benton Harbor schools. So that's where the school board is. That's where the community is. That's where the ACLU has weighed in on. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is still involved in this as well. So we'll be reporting to you as we have throughout this issue. What happens with Friday with that meeting between the Benton Harbor Board and state officials?
Do you know if that meeting, Doug, is open to the public or is that a closed meeting?
It is open to the public at the Benton Harbor High School.
That'll be at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you'd like to head out there, try to find out what, just to get involved and to find out what's going on.
By the way, more detail about the Benton Harbor Schools and the Board of Education trustee, Patricia Rush, calling for a forensic audit to see where all the money went. Stay with us here on the morning show on Taking the Lead and tune in around 7:30, just a few minutes from now, to get more detail about that aspect of the story.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Good information. 7:23 on Taking the Lead and WSJM weather every 10 minutes. Partly sunny today, a slight chance of a shower, 78 for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, a lesser chance of a shower, down to 58. 30% chance of showers again tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 82. And looking at your weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of a shower at a high of 84. A few clouds and 65 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Taking the lead on sports stories important to you. Let's get an update. Here's Dave Wolf.
The Detroit Tigers jumped.